Welcome back, everybody. We're turning on the light. We're opening the door. We're back on the porch. It's Brian here. I'm with Andy.
It feels very good to be here.
Yeah, it's great. We're both, I want to, this may not be a whole episode topic, but we are both recently 39 years old.
Wait,
how do you feel about that?
I'm 39.
Oh, I'm 38.
You haven't even turned 38 yet.
Well, I'm going to be 38 by the time the good people are listening to this.
Oh, that's a good point. Are you trying to age yourself on the podcast?
I have been. I have been doing that constantly because I thought my aunt made a mistake a few years ago and said I was like 40 already. And like,
whoa.
It's been a running joke that she was like, I can't believe you're 40. And everybody's like, I can't either.
I don't believe. Well, I've had both my own mom and Maggie's mom, my mother-in-law, age me up at some various points, which was very insulting.
Yeah, I was gonna. Once I said that, I was like, oh, wait, we're a year apart. This can't be right.
Yeah, I just turned 39, so I'm in my last year. I have the running joke I've had with other people is that I finally entered my late 30s.
Yep.
Late 30s is 39 to 42.
Okay.
Yeah. You get a couple grace years in your 40s.
Right.
To still call the late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be, well, and you're totally right. By the time this is released, you'll be 38. Is your birthday when?
The 7th.
Wednesday? That's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice middle of the week, lame ass birthday.
Yeah. It reminds me of my favorite birthday was when I turned 30. The Seahawks were in the Super Bowl. Used to turn out that the Super Bowl could be on my birthday. Now that they've extended the season, it's never going to be on my birthday again. I could have the Pro Bowl on my birthday, though.
Oh, flag football.
I know. So it used to be that if my birthday was on a Sunday, the Super Bowl was going to also be on my birthday. So it was also my 30th. We were living in Chicago. Going to be this big Super Bowl. We actually bought a new TV. Not like expressly for it, but we realized like the TV we had was really tiny.
Was this in Logan Square?
It was in Logan Square. Yeah. And then the night before the party, we had already gotten all the food and stuff. But the night before the party, it snowed about 2 feet.
It was insane.
It was insane. And we did cancel the party. Like ultimately, we probably could have had a couple people from the neighborhood who could just shuffle on over. But
yeah.
We still had a ton of food. The Seahawks were in the Super Bowl playing the Patriots. It was the game where the Seahawks threw an interception. They should have won it. They threw an interception, though, at like the 1 yard line, and the Patriots won the Super Bowl.
Even with Marshawn Lynch on their team.
Yeah, exactly. It was a bummer. It was okay because the Seahawks won the Super Bowl the year before, so it wasn't like the end of the world.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I remember that because I don't know if it was just to hang out or if it was to record our previous podcast, but I came up not too long after that and it was still like, I mean, even weeks later, it was still almost like impassable to drive around the city.
That's the thing you get with Chicago, though. It's like, it can snow a ton and then what depends on what happens afterwards. Like, does it stay below freezing?
Mm-hmm.
Because if so, like that stuff's gonna stick around.
Yeah, you get this like weird slush mix sometimes if it gets warmer, but then if it gets warmer and immediately gets freezing again, it's like the worst.
Yeah,
because then you get like ice patches and it's just like awful.
Do you have? I thought about this the other day because our birthdays are relatively close to the new year. I kind of think people should have birthday resolutions instead of new year resolutions.
Yeah,
that way people aren't starting them all at the same time. The gyms don't all get crowded at the same time.
Yeah. I was talking to my parents about that recently. They go to the gym in Lansing and they said that my dad said that the New Year's resolution people already stopped going. And this was like the third week of January. I was like, wow. That's pretty quick.
My favorite New Year's resolution thing was when I was working at my last company. It was close to this fried chicken sandwich place that was so good, but it always had the longest line. But it was the opposite. First 2 weeks of January, people are like, oh, I'm not going to eat that kind of stuff anymore. And I'm like, awesome. No line. Get my best fried chicken sandwich ever.
That's great.
But yeah, it's just...
I don't think I could do birthday resolutions because as we know, because I just screwed up how old I even am. I don't mark time anymore with birthdays because I just don't even pay. Like, my birthday, I don't do anything. It's just like, oh, I'm older again. I'm not in
Same.
the demographic. Once I was out of the like the advertising demographic, what is it, like 18 to 34 year olds or whatever, I feel like I just lost interest in how old I am.
So, why is that the advertising demographic?
I'm
It's
not
not like
sure.
an 18-year-old does not have more money than me.
No, exactly. I don't know why. I don't, there must be, I was wondering of that because you have to be 35 to do certain things. Like, what is it, like run for president?
Yes.
So maybe they just want non-president, like eligible people to
That might
advertise
be,
to.
it makes sense. That makes sense because they know that in that age range, they're definitely not getting any presidents.
Yeah.
Is it a conflict of interest if they have a president in the age range?
It must be. I don't know why though. It's got to be because they think once you turn 35, you're no longer interested in like scantily clad women or something, because that's what this that's the stereotype of the 18 to 34 advertising demographic. Or like wings. Just eating
Wings.
chicken wings.
Oh, yeah, got
The TV
it.
show
People love
Wings.
chicken wings. If I saw the ad for the TV, just running reruns of the show Wings from 25, 30 years ago. How long ago was that show?
It was the early 90s. It was like 90. I would guess it was like 90 to 94 or something. That's my guess.
Okay, that sounds
91
right.
to
Yeah, 30 years ago.
95. I'm changing it. Wait, I'm gonna
I think
look. This must be
as
known.
you're looking that up, though, I am almost certain that you are correct. If I was going to have a different guess, I would say you said 91 to 95. I'll say 92 to 96.
We're both wrong. It was 90 to 97.
That show ran for 7 years?
Yeah, buddy.
Wow, good for them.
Good job, Wings.
That's a pretty long time back then, especially.
I feel like a lot. I'm not. Well, you know
Well.
what? This is. I'm gonna steal this topic from Effectively Wild because Ben Lindbergh was talking about it recently. They were talking about baseball pitchers because you know in baseball, like it used to be starting pitchers would pitch as long as they could, and then you'd bring in relievers to like finish the game usually. And then it started creeping back from like the eighth and ninth inning all the way now, sometimes to the fifth. And now there's like not a premium put on starting pitchers going for a long time. They just want to throw as hard as possible for short bursts. So he was comparing that to like TV shows because it used to be you'd have a lot of shows that made a lot of episodes per season. And sometimes they'd have like filler episodes or they would have like, you know, repeat storylines for a few times a year, like over a few years, something like that. But now
Yeah.
it's six episode seasons, but they're like a movie, basically. It's like really high quality, but it's short, you know?
Yeah, that is a good point. Like most shows are that way now. Like you still
Yeah.
have network sitcoms, kind of, but not that many.
No,
I mean,
not, yeah, there's a few of them.
they're mostly like awful.
Yeah, like, yeah, they were talking about Young Sheldon when they were talking about this.
Okay.
Because I guess a lot of people are watching Young Sheldon now because it's on some streaming service and it didn't used to be. And I just couldn't believe that.
I've never watched Young Sheldon. I never, hopefully I'm not offending too many people, but I never understood Big Bang Theory.
I watched it. I can't date this. Actually, it might have been early on when Lisa and I got together. It was like, so like 2010-ish. I remember we watched like one season of it and I found it funny. And then once we watched like more, I was like, wait a minute. What is happening in the show?
Were they just like, were they doing the same things over again? I remember what I watched as, was like a YouTube clip of Big Bang Theory without the laugh track.
Oh,
And
God.
it was stark. It was,
That's, yeah, because they wait, it fills time.
it fills a lot of time. I was
Yeah.
like blown away because they'll sit around a couch, they'll do like very short cracks at each other.
Yes.
And so I felt like it was about 15 seconds of talking and 45 seconds of dead.
I gotta watch that. That's gotta be hilarious because yeah, that's what I think that's what it was. It's like also all the characters have very little development. So it's literally like the same thing over and over again. And they bring in like one funny character for a few episodes and then it would be gone. And now if I try like I was gonna talk to you about this too, because now there's certain things where I watch them. And maybe it's something I watched when I was a kid and I can laugh at it, but then other things, I'm just like, I can, you would have to like literally strap me like Clockwork Orange into a chair for me to watch this. Like, it's awful. And I don't know how I watched it as an early, even though I was a different version of myself, I'm like, it's still me. How did I watch that? Like, how did I manage to watch that?
There's definitely a few things like that. I'm trying to think what like the most egregious example for myself is. Do you have one like show or movie where you're just like, oh my God?
Well, this is probably not the best example, but something like I used to love Power Rangers when I was a kid. And then I look at and I just ate it up and I would watch it constantly. And now as an adult, I would like look up a YouTube clip of it and I'm like, this is just insane. Like I don't even know what's happening. It's clearly like a Japanese television show that they put like reshot interstitials into with really terrible characters and dialogue. I don't know how I watched it.
I will say, like, you told me that that's what they did a few years ago, probably on the podcast, and I had no idea that's what they did.
Yeah.
But that's crazy to me.
I know. I don't know how I watched, but then something like other that I watched, something else I watched as a kid, like Saved by the Bell. It's not great, but I could watch it and still like find, like, it's not terrible to the point that I can't watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's at
I
least
think.
something interesting about it.
No, I get, I totally get that. I think what I haven't done is actually revisit many of the things I watched as a kid.
Oh, okay.
In part, I mean, like, I definitely have, like, I, you know, still like Godzilla movies. I don't treat them the same way I do like a James Bond movie where I will go back and watch any James Bond movie. I don't think I've watched an old Godzilla movie in like 10 years at least, but I'll watch the new ones. But I'm guessing if I revisited some of the like 60s and 70s Godzilla movies where it gets pretty campy, I might have a tough time finding enjoyment out of that.
Yeah. I find like there's other thing, an even better example of something that I didn't even fully understand when I was a kid and now I love, but I liked it then too, is Mystery Science Theater 3000. Like I watched it when I was a kid and I laughed and liked what it was, but then I didn't get anything because now that I watch it as an adult, it's like very subversive humor and they have a lot of movies on it that are, they have like Godzilla, like Gamera movies, they have like all kinds of movies. And now I appreciate it even more, but as a kid I loved it. So I don't know. There's like it's just fascinating to me, like how our brains change.
I think one of the things, I mean, certainly pop culture and TV shows and music, that all changes over time. Like my taste buds have changed pretty dramatically. I think I sat Elena down. She's 4 years old, my daughter. I sat her down and, you know, she likes candy. She likes very sweet candy. And I sat her down and I leveled with her and I said, Elena, by the time you are old enough to be able to afford this kind of stuff on your own, you won't even like it anymore. And she cried and cried and cried. But I had to be honest, like I tried eating sweet tarts the other day. I
Ooh.
tried Nerds maybe a year ago, and there was something else. Oh, Smarties, which I almost just spit out. Like that level of sweetness, I can't even sort of tolerate anymore.
So you can't even try Fun Dip, which is literally like a sugar
No,
stick
like
dipped in
that
the
and
butter
Pixie sticks,
sugar.
like anything
Yeah.
that is basically pure sugar, I can't do at all.
I remember being playing baseball and they had a concession stand. And if I ever got like a dollar extra dollar or something to go buy like a few things of candy, I would get Fun Dip and like a bag of licorice and just like eat all the sugar. And
No, to
like,
be clear, like I totally did that too. Like I had
yeah.
a sweet tooth.
No, I get what you're saying though. I could still eat like certain like licorice I still like, but it's different kinds of licorice. Like I can't just eat, I don't know, like you know those, remember those like twist and peel
Yeah, those
Twizzler
are
ones?
really sweet.
Yeah. But I get the like Wiley Wallaby stuff that they sell all over the place, and that's delicious.
Okay. I haven't really had that much. I think I could eat licorice okay. I bet I never liked black licorice growing up, but I'm pretty sure I could eat that now.
What about chocolate candies? Have you noticed that at all with, did you ever, were you a big fan of those as a kid? Like chocolate candy bars?
You know, I wasn't like a huge fan of them as a kid, but I could definitely eat them now.
Yeah.
I don't know what my favorite is, but I do find white chocolate is too sweet, so I don't eat that.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's got a very different, like, it's almost richness too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I even have a favorite candy bar. I mean, Snickers is like a good go-to. I'm not sure it's actually my favorite, though.
Snickers was always, I felt like you're getting the most bang for your buck with a Snickers bar.
It does feel that way. It's like weighty.
Yeah. You could weigh down a tent with it in like a storm.
We often did.
Yeah, just take
You wouldn't
a.
know it now, but it is like it's been windstorming here lately.
Oh, really?
So the number of Snickers bars I've had to buy just to keep this house down is through the roof.
Getting like those fun packs of little ones, and they're like, you could do this a different way if you get the king size, but you're like, no, I put a whole perimeter and you need little ones for that. I've been dabbling in the vegan chocolates, and there's this brand called Unreal, and they make like chocolate, like Reese, basically like fake Reese's cups, and they're really good. It's a dangerous thing that I've discovered. They make all kinds of fake candy.
Do they do the fake Reese's cups pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, they have to use dark chocolate because milk chocolate, obviously, there's no way to really fake that, but it's delicious.
Yeah, I guess that would be fine because I think I have one thing that has advanced in my taste buds is, yeah, kind of drifting away from milk chocolate and more toward dark chocolate. So I guess that wouldn't be that big of a deal. That's
The
the
one that,
only element of it, right? That's not vegan.
yeah. And the one that they did that it's almost indiscernible is their fake peanut M&Ms. I don't know. They must have used dark chocolate for that too, but it literally tasted like a peanut M&M to me.
Okay, I'm gonna have to try this. Unreal.
Unreal. I'm not sure if it's like they sell it at Target, so I assume it's not like a local, geographically local brand, but.
I was thinking about after we record, I was gonna take the kids off my wife's hand for a little bit, but the thing is, it's probably it isn't at the moment, but it's gonna be raining. Like, what do I want to do with the kids for like an hour? But it has to be indoors. And I'm half thinking, like, let's just go to Target and run
Why not? I could go to Target for an hour.
around easily. I feel like before we had kids, we would go, and before we moved here, we would go to the there's a Target in Logan Square on Elston. Maggie and I would go there all the time for no reason.
I like still go down. I'll go down if like unless I'm just going there for quick grocery items or something, I'll go down to like the electric aisle, the electronics aisle with the video games, and then I look at the Legos, and then they have like the sports section. And even if I don't need anything, I'm just like, let's see what kind of basketball they have for an hour or
Oh,
something. Like,
totally.
yeah.
I kind of feel like my outdoor basketball right now is it's on its last legs.
Oh, by the way, excellent dunk. I saw the video of your birthday dunk.
Oh, thanks. So it took me about 12 attempts probably to get a decent one to record. But it wasn't so much the lack of athleticism, though it took me a little bit to warm up. It actually was, and this speaks to me wanting to get a new basketball. I really struggled to palm the ball. And at this point, because I'm not jumping very high, and I have to be able to like really palm it to dunk it because I
Yeah.
squeeze the hell out of it. So if there's any slipperiness, like, and it shoots out of my hand as I'm jumping, which is what kept happening, and I was so annoyed.
Oh, God.
I was trying to put just the right amount of water on my hand to get grippy. I tried using a lotion, which actually made it worse, I think. The problem was it was raining around here and there was like a little bit of dirt or sand on the court, which was making it a lot worse.
Oh,
But
okay.
I think it's the basketball. I think maybe if I change the basketball to be a little grippier, I'll be okay for a while at least.
Do you have a brand loyalty or like a type of basketball that you like to get?
No, I don't think so. I don't even know what I have right now. I'm trying to think of the basketballs around here. No, I guess it's not.
Do you like playing with a black basketball or do you have to use like a classic orange?
I would say I don't have a preference, except I guess I do keep buying orange basketballs.
When I was a kid, I had a black Orlando Magic ball, and that was like my favorite basketball ever.
My neighbor had one of those.
Yeah.
That must have been big. Did it have, was it just, did it just say Magic or was it like Shaq
I thought it was a
specific?
Magic logo. Maybe it was Shaq, though, because I was into Shaq as a kid, so that might have been why.
Yeah. My across the street neighbor, this really bothered me, especially, was very into Karl Malone, which is super
Oh,
weird player
no.
to get into.
That's the worst player to get
Karl
into.
Malone. Yeah.
Karl Malone, he was always like extremely sweaty. He would take forever
Yeah.
to shoot free throws. He's like proto Giannis.
Yeah.
He's just no, you can't like
No.
Karl Malone.
He's just so uncool.
Yeah, it's like even when he went into WCW, you did wrestling and he wore like really hiked up jeans to wrestle in. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
He was and he like paired himself up with heel or no, it was heel Hulk Hogan with Rodman, and then Karl Malone was with Diamond Dallas Page. So Diamond Dallas Page was kind of cool, but
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. Do you have a brand loyalty for basketballs?
yeah, I liked I think it's Baden. Is that what it is? It's like it's either Baden or Bader. I can't remember exactly now, but it's the B whatever one is like BAD something. But it I got an indoor one because I was playing at the rec center. And I looked
Okay.
up like what's the best indoor ball to get that's not like exorbitantly expensive or whatever. And that one has it's got like that nice grippiness to it that I really like because I can palm the ball, but it's mostly for me for like shooting threes. I like to have a good feel when it comes off my hand.
It matters. Yeah. I think with an outdoor ball, you're gonna lose the grip at
Yeah.
some point.
Yeah. I remember feeling like super like this is the nerdiest thing ever, but I went there to play and there was like two other guys like similar age and they wanted to play 21 and we both had the same ball and I was like, yeah, we're both like professionals. We picked the right indoor ball.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He's like, which one do you want to use? They're the same, so it doesn't really matter. I'm like, yeah, I know, we're cool.
Yeah, I think I might look at any basketball then. I don't even know what like basketballs run nowadays. I guess an outdoor basketball probably is not that much, but indoors maybe a little more.
Yeah, I remember I spent like I got it with a it came with a pump set and I think it was like $40.
Okay. That could be worse, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible, but
I was
it's a nice
expecting you to
ball.
say like 60 or 70.
And I don't think it was that much. I got it on
Yeah.
Amazon.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna think about that. The park near our house, they just redid the basketball courts. It's the one I dunked on.
Oh, okay.
I think I could be wrong about this, but I think Steph Curry is his foundation or whatever it is, like redoes all the basketball courts in Oakland.
I
It
like
just like
that.
happens all the time. We're like, oh yeah, our school just got a new court from Steph Curry. He's probably done like 25 basketball courts in Oakland, which is
That's
awesome.
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I believe our local park was one of them too, because they redid it. It's great. They redid the playground too. So happy about that. But the Steph Curry element of that made me think that on my rec basketball team, did I tell you that the best player on our team and the tallest, he played at Davidson with Steph Curry?
No way.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Dan Nelms.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't like start on the team or anything like that, but he doesn't advertise it at all. It didn't happen until I like LinkedIn requested him, and then I saw he went to Davidson. I was like, oh. And he did mention that he played college basketball, but he never said I played with fucking Steph Curry. That would be the
Wow.
thing I would lead with every
Yeah,
time.
I know. I'd be like, yep, me and Steph on the same team.
Yeah. So that's our rec team. He's on it.
How tall is
He is like 6'9", probably. He's pretty
holy
tall.
cow.
He's by far the
Jeez.
tallest player on our team.
How did you get him on your team?
I don't know. I didn't have anything to do with it. And I will say, I am so glad they got him on our team because in previous seasons, I've been the tallest person on the team. And it's a lot better if the tallest person on your team is 6'9" instead of 6'2". I'll just say, especially a 6'2" player who likes to play on the perimeter doesn't really want to bang around.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Because I was always, especially when I was like heavier, they always ex assumed I would be like the center. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I dribble. Like, get me out.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
No, toss it to me while I'm 35 feet away from the hoop and I will shoot immediately.
Exactly. And then I will make a token effort to get down on defense, and I'll be right here again for the next offensive possession.
We are playing zone because I'm gonna get tired.
Yep, exactly.
And I don't rebound. Is that gonna be a problem?
But I will shoot some volume threes for you, my
Yeah.
friend.
I compare my game to Antoine Walker.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
He was a very entertaining player, too.
He was. I'm surprised he was as good as he was given his just overall profile.
Yeah.
Like he never
I
seemed
think.
like he, I guess he probably was in decent shape, but he never seemed relative for an NBA player like he was in very good shape. Took a ton of threes. His percentage never seemed like it was that high. How is he still like a star?
I mean, he was very athletic, but I don't think his career was shorter than I would have expected it to be.
Yeah, no,
So
that's a
maybe
good
that's
point.
why. Like, because he probably hung on longer than I remember, but because did he end up in the Heat towards the tail end of his career? What team? There was like a team. He was on the Celtics for the good portion, right?
He was definitely
Yeah.
on the Celtics, and I think you're right. I think he did retire on a different team, but I don't remember who. Heat sounds
Yeah,
right.
I think it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got to turn the porch light off here, but I think we should try to invite an NBA player to hang out with us on the porch and get their perspective on Antoine Walker.
It's a reminder that, like, in the future, we definitely should have some guests, very, very famous guests, or semi-famous guests is fine too.
We just got to make sure they know the porch is tall enough for them to get in and out.
Exactly.
But yeah, until next time, we're turning that light off, and we'll be back to chat with you next week.
Adios, all.